Shalom Shadron was once speaking, giving a little sicha between Mincha and Ma'ariv in his shul, Yerushalayim. And it was just a few minutes between Mincha and Ma'ariv on a weekday. And Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, one of the Gdolei Aposkim from Yerushalayim, happened to be in the shul at the time. And he spoke about Shalom Bayis, spoke about the relationship between a husband and a wife for a few minutes, and then they daven Ma'ariv. Right after Ma'ariv, everybody starts departing from the shul, and Rav Shalom sees Rav Yisrael Zalman in the corner of the shul, sitting there crying. And he goes over to Rav Yisrael Zalman and says, "Rebbe, what's the matter? Everything okay? Something wrong?" So Rav Yisrael Zalman says to Rav Shadron, "You had to embarrass me in front of everybody?" He says, "Rebbe, what are you talking about?" He says, "I know I have what to work on. I know we all have room for improvement. But you had to embarrass me in front of everybody? You had to make it public what I have to work on?" And Rav Shalom writes in his biography that it took him years to convince Rav Yisrael Zalman that he did not have him in mind. It is renowned the relationship Rav Yisrael Zalman had with his wife, who helped him write his Sfarim, the Evan HaAzel. But Rav Yisrael Zalman was the type of person who saw a chance to grow, who saw a chance to take Divrei Musar, Divrei Chizuk, the words of inspiration, and relate it to himself, and relate it to his own life. And it took years to convince him otherwise. As we stand here, Ben Kesel HaAsar, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, any words of machshava, any words related to tshuva, will only be nechnas, will only be able to enter into our hearts if we allow it to get into our hearts. If we have the attitude that we want to grow, that we want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we want to improve in various areas of our life, of our machshava, like the attitude that Rav Yisrael Zalman had. So let us try together, through studying the words related to this time of year, try to open our hearts, open our minds, and be inspired by the words of Chazal and the words of the great Rishonim and Achronim. Hopefully we as well will relate a little bit to Inyana Diyoma today, specifically Tzom Gedalia. Even though we know Tzom Gedalia is one of the four fast days that relate to the Churban Habayis, the final nail in the coffin of the Churban, Gedalia, the appointee of Nebuchadnezzar, was assassinated in Yerushalayim. Yet, it can't be a coincidence that this fast day always falls out during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So yes, it relates to the Churban, as does Asara B'Teves, Shavasa B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av. Yet there must be something specific, some message that we could take that relates to this time of year. And again, everyone here has already shown that we want to grow, we want to be inspired, and that usually there is Gashmias and Ruchnias at the Kol Yom Rishon. This morning there's only Ruchnias. So Bez Hashem, let us try to do our best to be inspired by the words that we learn together. Let us study a topic that on the surface seems somewhat dry, even somewhat boring, chas v'shalom, part of davening, though it's the centerpiece of davening on Yom Kippur, which we'll read in less than a week, and that is the discussion of the avoda of Yom HaKippurim, specifically the Seir La'Azazel, the two goats, one sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash, one thrown off the cliff, something that seems to be not L'maisa, something that we yearn for the Beis HaMikdash to be able to sacrifice and follow again the commandments of the Torah. And yet hopefully, as we will see, messages of Seir La'Azazel can resonate even in our time, and we will see that through our study today. Let us first look at the Psukim, Parshas Achremos, in source number one. We will first study the Avoda itself, and then hopefully glean three messages, three ideas from the topic of Seir La'Azazel that can relate to us. So let's first study the words. Source number one, the Torah tells us, "Umeyes adas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei sirei izim l'chatas." Take two goats l'chatas va'ay lecha la'ola. So the two goats for chatas, that's our focus. V'igrav Aaron espar chatas asher lo v'chiper bado v'ad beiso. Aaron sacrifices the par, the calf, V'lakach, Pasuk Zayin, as shnei ha-se'irim, he takes the two goats, v'he'emid osam l'fnei Hashem Pesach ol ha-moed. He places them both in front of the Ohel Moed, in front of the Beis HaMikdash. V'nasan Aaron al shnei ha-se'irim gorolos. Aaron puts lots on the ram, on the goats. Gorol achad la-Hashem, v'gorol achad la-Azazel. One will be a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, and one of the lots says la-Azazel, to be thrown off of the cliff. The Hikrav Aaron es ha-se'ir asher Allah alav ha-gorol la-Hashem. Aaron sacrifices the goat that it says la-Hashem on it va-asahu chatas, and it is made into a chatas. The ha-se'ir asher Allah alav ha-gorol la-Azazel, the se'ir that received the lot that says la-Azazel, ya'amat chay l'fnei Hashem, is stood in front of the Beis HaMikdash while still alive, l'chaper alav, and then l'shalach oso la-Azazel l'hamad bara, is sent out to the desert. The Torah continues, v'samach Aaron eshtei yadav al rosh ha-se'ir ha-chay, Aaron puts both his hands upon the ram, v'hisvada alav, and says, vidui, as kol avonos b'nei Yisrael, on all the sins of the Jewish people, as kol pishayem, all the sins. And he puts it on the Rosh HaSa'ir, v'shilach b'yadish itiyam et bari, he sends it out with a special appointed man to the desert, and he carries it out. And as we know, the Sa'ir is pushed off of the cliff, so we have one Sa'ir la'Hashem and one Sa'ir la'Azazel. Difficult passage for us to try to relate to us here in Tavshin Samaches. Let us see what the Rambam says about the Sa'ir la'Azazel. Beginning of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, famous words, says the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, in source number 3, Kol mitzvah shebat Torah bein aseh bein lo saseh, every mitzvah in the Torah, positive or negative, im avar adam alachas mehen, if one transgresses, bein bezadon bi bishkaga, whether on purpose, whether by accident, kishayas at tshuva v'yashuv mecheto, when he does tshuva, parenthetically, not our topic today, major discussion in the commentaries why the Rambam does not say one is obligated to do tshuva. The Rambam takes it as a given. When one does tshuva, one is obligated to confess. Many answers given to that question, not for today. When one does tshuva and repents, chayev l'hisvados l'fnei al-kel baruch hu. He must confess in front of Hashem. Vidui is the mitzvah saseh, says the Rambam. Shneemar ish o isha ki yasu v'chulu, psukim in Parshas Naso, v'hisvadu es chatasam asher asu. Each person confesses, ze vidui dvarim. This is confession of words. Vidui, ze mitzvah saseh. Confessing, says the Rambam, that's the mitzvah. Ketzad misvadim, hadi du vidui. We'll recognize this from our tefillah. Ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, pashati lefanecha. I did all types of aveiros, v'yasitikach v'kach. First part of vidui is mentioning the aveira. V'hari nichamti uboshti b'masai, charata al ha'avar. I'm upset, I feel bad that I did it. Ula olam eini chozel davar zeh. And I will never return to it. Kabbalah al ha'asid. Ze ikaro shel avidui. And anyone who is marbil his vados, harei zeh meshubach. And then the Rambam adds, the end of line 4. V'chein ba'alei chatos v'ashamos, anyone who brings a karbon throughout the year, ba'eish mevi'en karbonosein al shegagasan, whenever we bring a karbon, o al zdonan, on their shkaga or on their mezid, ein mischaper lahem karbonam ashiyasu tshuva. There is no kapara until one does tshuva. V'yizvadu vidui dvarim, and they confess. V'chein, continues the Rabbam, kol mechui ve'misos bezdin, whenever somebody is chayiv misa, mechui ve'malkos, ein mischaber lahem b'misasan ashiyasu tshuva. Whenever we do anything throughout the year, bring a karban, chayiv misos, chal ve'malkos, it's accompanied by vidui. Continues the Rambam now in Halacha Beis, se'ir ha-mishtaleach, l'fishu hu kapara al kol Yisrael, kohen gadol misvada alein aloshen kol Yisrael. It is a kapara on the entire Jewish people. The Kohen Gadol confesses upon all the Jewish people with the lashon of Kol Yisrael. Shneamar v'hisvadu alav es kol avonos b'nei Yisrael. The Rambam continues, Se'ir ha-mishtaleach mechaper al kol averos sheba Torah hakalos v'achamuros. The Se'ir mishtaleach is mechaper on all averos. Bein sha'avar b'zadon, bein sha'avar b'shkaga. Whether mazid or shogeg. Bein sha'hodolo, bein sha'lo hodolo. Whether the man knows about it, or whether the man does not know about it. Hakol mischaper b'shir mishtaleach. The seer ha-mishtaleach covers all averos. V'hu, says the Rambam, kishiyas et tshuva. If we do tshuva, the seer ha-mishtaleach covers everything. Avalim lo aset tshuva, if tshuva is not done, ein ha-seer mechaper lo ela al hakalos. Then, the seer ha-mishtaleach only covers the kalos, the easy averos. Let's finish reading the Rambam, and then we'll focus on that. Mahin akalos o mahin achamuros. What are the light averos? What are the stringent averos? Hachamuros hein shachayev analei misas bezdin o kares. Stringent averos are those that have a punishment of kares or worse. Kares or misas bezdin. And then, last line, v'shar mitzvahs lo sasei, u'mitzvahs asei she'en ben kares heim akalos. Kalos are anything less than kares. Take a step back. Something very troublesome about this Rambam. The Rambam says tshuva is always required. When you bring a karban, you got to do tshuva. When you do an avera, you have to do tshuva. All of a sudden, says the Rambam, seir hamishtaleach works without tshuva. The question is, how could that be? How could something work without tshuva? I'm still omid berisho. I'm still in my rebellion. I have not done tshuva. I don't feel bad. And yet there's some magical koach of this Seir HaMishtaleach that allows me and gives me repentance and gives me kapara and gives me tahara. How exactly does that work? The Seir HaMishtaleach. And question two, which builds on the first question, if it is such a powerful, magical karban that it could work even without tshuva, so why doesn't it work across the board? It only works for kalos. It only works for the light of Eros. What's the difference between the light of Eros and the worst of Eros? It works for Chayvei Malkus. It doesn't work for Chayvei Krisus. What's the difference? If you don't need tshuva anyway, so then why shouldn't it work across the board? So what is it about this Seir HaMishtaleach? Just in contrast, to bolster the question, if you look at the next halacha in the Rambam, halacha Gimel, which we have not read yet, Bizman hazesh ein beis hamikdash kayam. Today, when we don't have a beis hamikdash, the ein lanu mizbeach kapara. We don't have a mizbeach. Ein sham ela tshuva. We only have tshuva. We only have repentance. Hatshuva mechaperes al kol averos, and tshuva atones for all averos. Afilu rasha kol yama beasa tshuva ba'achrona. Even if somebody is wicked his entire life and does tshuva at the end, like some stories we know from Tanakh, great evil leaders, evil kings who did tshuva at the end of their life, Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted them. Emas kirin lo shum davar mirisho. Tshuva is accepted. And the Rambam ends off at the end of the line. V'yatzmo shel yom ha-kippurim mechaper l'shavim. And Yom Kippur itself is mechaper and brings atonement for all those who repent. Mechaper l'shavim sh'ne'emar ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. As it says, this day will bring kapara for you. And again, we ask the question. So we see Yom Kippur itself does not work without tshuva. That's what we paskin. Itzumo shel yom mechaper l'shavim. And yet the Seir HaMishtaleach, this goat that is pushed off of the cliff, somehow has some power to give atonement, to cleanse us of certain sins. And we ask, how does it do it? And if it does it, why isn't it total? So what is it about this Seir HaMishtaleach? Three ideas. Idea number one. Rav Soloveitchik noted that we have two concepts in Hilchos Karbanos. One is the concept of a karban shutfin, a karban brought by partners, a shutif, a partner. If we get together, two of us, three of us, 10 of us, we could all bring a karban. 100 of us, 200 of us, we could all bring a karban. Who are the bailim? Who are the owners of that karban? All of us. It could be hundreds and millions of people. Greatest example of this is the Karban Pesach. We are all appointed on the Karban Pesach. 15, 20 people, 30 people. That is a karban shutfin. that is a carbon brought by many. Each individual retains his own status within the group. That's a carbon shutfin. But then there is another type of carbon. There is a carbon called a carbon sibur. A carbon sibur also is brought by many, many people. Millions of people. Millions of Jews. And yet, when we define a carbon sibur, the individuals lose their identity, their personal identity. The carbon sibur only has one Baal HaKarbon, one owner, and that is Knesset Yisrael. The entire Jewish people as a unit bring the carbon tamid each morning. The Kohen who brings the carbon tamid is the shliach not for millions of Jews, but for one entity, the Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael. Personal identities are lost. A carbon sibur is more like a carbon yachid than like a carbon shutfin. A carbon yachid is brought by one individual. A carbon sibur is brought by one entity. To illustrate, a carbon mincha, a flower carbon, cannot be brought by more than one unit. It could be a yachid, it could be a sibur, but it can't be a shutfin. Carbon mincha is special in that way. One person can bring it, and Knesset Yisrael can bring a carbon mincha, but shutfin cannot. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Al HaTshuva, in source number 5, B'nigud gamar l'karbon ha-shutfin, in complete contrast to a carbon of partners, sheyesh lo harbei bailim, where there are many owners, shnayim two, o alpayim, 2,000 or million, hakol afi mispar ha-mishtatfin bo, it all goes by those who bring it. Karbon sibur, ein lo ela bailim echad, a carbon sibur is only one, mamash kmo carbon yachid, just like a carbon yachid. Umihu abailim. Who are the bailim? Who brings the carbon sibur? Hatzibur. Haklal Yisrael. She'enu alpidin. Hasach hakolel. Who are not the sum, the aggregate sum of the parts included. Hatzirif ha'arithmeti. Shal kach v'kach yechidim. That's not what a carbon sibur is. Ela ishiyut yechidit atzmit. Me'en chativa b'fnei atzma. It's a different type of unit. Knesset Yisrael. Ve'ineni medaber kan al derech ha-mistorin ba-kabbalah. The Rav says, I'm not speaking metaphysically here, but el lefi hagdara shel halacha lamaisa. I'm talking very lamaisa. What's the carbon considered in real halachic terms? One bailim. As he says on the bottom, el Knesset Yisrael b'chativa k'chativa achas, ki'ishiyus individualis atzmitz, v'lo kiskum shel kach v'kach yechidim. Difference between a carbon sibur and a carbon shutfin. When we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur and we get cleansed, we are promised l'fnei Hashem titaru. How do we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do all the Jewish people go communally, a group of individuals, we ask Hashem to cleanse us and He cleanses us, but we all have our own identity. We all stand as individuals in front of Hashem, the Jewish people. Or is it deeper? Or do we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu communally, losing our own identity, and yet becoming one klal, one sibur? I get cleansed. That's the ends. But what's the means? Is the means individuals like a carbon shutfin? Or is the means one sibur? Says the Rav, it's mefurish in the davening of Yom Kippur. We end off every bracha on Yom Kippur. Melech mochel v'soleach la'avonoseinu v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael. What's the double lashon, the Rav asked? La'avonoseinu v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael. What's the double lashon? Said the Rav, it's dual. The kapara that we have on Yom Kippur is both la'avonoseinu, is both our sins personally, and v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael. As a tzibur, we stand there. That's the kapara of the Itzumo Shel Yom of Yom Kippur. If you look at the Hosafa for a moment, The Beis Halevi writes in his Haggadah, and we know the Beis Halevi is a compilation of many different Brisker thoughts. We say every Yalav V'yavo. We say, Hashem should remember us, Zichroneinu, Ufikdoneinu, and then we continue in Yalav V'yavo, V'zichron Kalamcha Beis Yisrael Lefanecha. Sorry, I'm just a little faint. We say a double lashon. I have it in basal vagal, so when I don't eat, I get a little faint. We say a double lashon in Yalav Yavo, Zichroneinu, and we also say V'zichron Kalamcha Beis Yisrael. What's the double lashon? Ask the Beis Halevi. We say Zichroneinu, our Zikaron, and V'zichron Kalamcha Beis Yisrael, the Zikaron of the entire Am. Ask the Beis Halevi, Yesh Lahavin on the right side. Maya Kavana B'masha Omri Mikodem, V'yizachar Zichroneinu. Hashem, remember our Zikaron. And then we say Zikaron Kalamcha Beis Yisrael. We are Zikaron Amcha Beis Yisrael. What's the difference between Zichroneinu and Zichron Kalamcha Beis Yisrael? It says the Beis Halevi. It can't mean what Zichroneinu means, our shul, and Zichron Kalamcha Beis Yisrael means everybody out there. Well, Torah doesn't mean that. We all say Zichroneinu wherever we are. Says the Beis Halevi, whenever we talk to Hashem, we talk to Him on two levels. As Zichroneinu, personally, individually, each as a Yachid, and then Zichron Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael, as a klal, as one unit, joined together, as the Beis HaLevi Haggadah writes on the third wide line, Dehein B'emes, D'ksha'anu Mavakshim, V'yizachar Zichroneinu, HaKavana Hila Zichronim Shakol Yisrael, Avol Zui Bakasha, Akol Yachav Yachad Yisrael Kiprat, that's each one of us individually, V'lachein Mosifim U'Mavakshim, V'zikaron Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kol Am Yisrael, Bichlau ukachativa achas. Every Yalav Yavo, we say the double lashon. Hashem, remember us as individuals. Hashem, remember us as a klal, as a unit. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we stand in front of Hashem as individuals, as la'avonoseinu, as well as a unit, v'la'avonos amo beis Yisrael. Says the Rambam is meduyak in this time of year, in source number 6. Yom HaKippurim, back to the sources. Huzman shuva lakol, l'yachid ul'rabim. This time of year is a tshuva for yachid and for a rabim. And then the Rambam says, v'hu keitzu mefila uslicha li'Yisrael. It's a rabim. It's a collection of individuals. And then it's li'Yisrael. Yom Kippur has both elements. Se'ir la'azazel is a karbon tzibur. It only has the elements that we approach God as one unit. The Kohen Gadol, when he does the avoda with the Se'ir la'azazel, is on behalf of one klal, klal Yisrael. That's how it could achieve kapara and bring us kapara even without tshuva. Because tshuva is needed when we stand in front of God ourselves as individuals. Of course we can't achieve kapar without tshuva. If we're still omid b'merdenu, we're still rebelling against God, how do we expect to become cleansed? Says the Seir La'azazel, we don't appear in front of God as individuals. We link in, we have the schus of the tzibur, the Seir La'azazel, and in that way, could achieve kapara even without tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik even continues and says, amazingly, maybe this is now how we can understand why, if it's such a magical karban and it works even without tshuva, so why is it limited? Why is it only on the kalos and not on the chamuros? What's a chamuros? How did the Rambam define what a stringent avera is? What did he say? Kares. What happens when somebody is chayef kares, Rahman al Islam? Pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar, in source number 7, when somebody is chayef kares, they not only cut themselves off from God, they cut themselves off from Klal Yisrael, from the nation. If somebody is chayiv kares, they no longer are part of that unit called Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Vo'ish asher hutar v'v'derech lo haya," and he did not bring the carbon pesach. V'nechor sa'nefesh ahi me'ameha. The person who's chayiv kares is cut off from his am. Ki carbon Hashem lo ekir b'ma'ado cheto yisa ha'ishahu. It makes perfect sense how Seir La'azazel, a carbon sibur, which brings atonement even without tshuva and cleanses us because we link in to the klal, only works for the kalos and not for the chamuros. Personal standing in front of a God requires tshuva, but as Klal Yisrael, I get the merit of Klal Yisrael even without the tshuva. One final point, says Rav Soloveitchik, with this chiluk, with this understanding of the dual aspect of Yom Kippur and the unique monolithic aspect of Seir La'azazel, we can understand a question in our davening on Yom Kippur. We say Al Chetz both in the private Shemona Esrei and in the Chazaras Hashatz, and yet there's a different placement. In the private Shemona Esrei, Al Chetz is at the end. Without an introduction, we just get right into it. And yet, in the Chazaras Hashatz, when we say the Al Chetz, source number 8, we have an introduction. We invoke Schus Avos. Zachar Lana Bris Avos, Kasher Amarta, Zacharti Esbis Yaakov, Avos Bis Yitzchak. Schus Avos is invoked. Zachar Lana Bris Rishonim. Why do we have a whole introduction when we face Hashem by the Al Chetz in Chazaras Hashatz, while in the private Shemona Esrei we don't? And I might add the question of the Chasam Sofer. How is it that in Chazaras Hashatz we sing parts of the Al Chetz? You're singing Al Chetz? You're singing Vidui? Al Chetz, what are you singing for? So the Chasam Sofer's answer was, when a Jew does a mitzvah, he sings. Tshuva is a mitzvah, a Jew sings when he does a mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik said, though, otherwise. Al Chetz in the private Shemona Esrei, we are standing in front of Hashem as an individual. Individuals in a group, but we still have our own identity. And we're scared, and we're nervous, and we only have our own zechuyos. Yet, in Chazaras Hashatz, we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tzibur. As a tzibur, we are much more confident. As a tzibur, we don't cry Al Chetz, but we can sing Al Chetz. Writes the Rav in source number 9, where it's underlined, Hayachid misvada mitoch matzav shel choser bitachon. A yachid, a private individual, confesses with a lack of bitachon. Shel dikon v'yeyush, depression shel achar achetz. Oy vey, I don't know what's going to be. But when a tzibur, when we link ourselves to the tzibur, and we say Al Chetz, then, at the end, we sing Al Chetz because we have the confidence. It's cut off a little bit at the end. We don't cry Al Chetz because after invoking the Schus Avos, we are much more confident and we face HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tzibur, as a unit, and not just as a group of individuals. So if we take a step back, we have our first message of Seir La'azazel. Seir La'azazel is a carbon tzibur. We must link ourselves to the tzibur in a deep way in order to become part of Klal Yisrael, to merit the cleansing of the Seir La'azazel. How is it that we become more part of the tzibur? How do we feel? How do we make ourselves merit the Seir La'azazel's kapara? I used to live in Borough Park. There was a Rebbe. Rebbe used to sit next to me, Rebbe Chiel. And he'd learn with the Chafetz Chaim in Raden. I once asked him, tell me a story about the Chafetz Chaim. Tell me a little bit what you remember from him. And he says, the most amazing thing was that he was always crying. Always crying. Why was he crying? When he would hear about somebody's simcha, about somebody's sara, he was in their shoes. So he would hear about a terrible tragedy that happens, he would be crying. When he would hear about a simcha, a person, somebody finally had a baby, he would be crying. The first step in becoming part of the tzibur is feeling for Am Yisrael, feeling for our fellow Jews, feeling for Rachmana Litzlan, fellow Achinu B'nai Yisrael hostages that have not come home yet, feeling for Tzaris, feeling for Cholim, feeling for Klal Yisrael. Just go back for one moment. The first message of Sir La'Azazel is that we're part of the Tzibur, and we have to act as a Tzibur, and we have to link ourselves to the Tzibur. Two of the great Achronim, Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Says the Ksav Sofer, why are we called Ish Yisrael? It's in the singular. Says the Ksav Sofer. Does this come out? Says the Ksav Sofer. Why is it called Kol Ish Yisrael? Because the entire Jewish people must be looked at as one body, one house, where it's underlined. Ki kulam achuzim ba'agudim yachai. B'lachein yekru Beis Yisrael. That's also why we are called the house of Israel, Beis Yisrael. Kmo bayis, shenasa mikan advar tzufim yachai. Like a house, where there are many parts to the house. There are bricks, and there is wood, and there is mortar, and there are stones, and there's a roof. But it's all one house. It's all Beis Yisrael. All the parts of the house lose their own identity. The Ksav Sofer gives us the message of what the Sir La'Azazel is. The Meshech Chachma as well in his own way, turning to the Hosafa that you have in front of you. The Meshech Chachma points out that there are two different sukkim, Na'aseh and Nishma, the end of Mishpatim, and in Yisrael, Na'aseh. Try one more time. Sounds like Shmaya. Why is it in Yisro that it says the word Yachta, B'nai Yisro all answer together, and there it only says Na'aseh? While in Mishpatim, there is no word Yachta, and yet it says Na'aseh B'nishma. It says the Meshech Chachma, if you think about it, there is no way that each individual Jew could perform every one of the 613 mitzvot. There are some, he says, for Kohanim, some for Levim, some for a Kohen Gadol, some for a Melech. So how does one Jew fulfill all 613 mitzvot? There are two ways, says the Meshech Chachma. One way is if each Jew does the mitzvah that they have to do. I do what's incumbent upon me. You do what's incumbent upon you. And the Melech and the Sanhedrin, in that way, all of Klal Yisrael could perform all the mitzvot. That's one way it can be done. And the other way is, of course, learning about the mitzvot that we can't do. If we learn about the mitzvot, it's as if we've been mekayim them. So one pasuk says the Meshech Chachma, says Yachtov, all B'nai Yisrael together, as one, we each do what we each have to do. That's Na'aseh. Then we can do each one, and it can be considered as if each individual person did it. Because we're functioning as one unit, as the Meshech Chachma writes on line 3, Bechlal Yisrael Trif Ator Lehiskanim, Bechol Yisrael Aradim Zelazeh, Ubikiyumam, they all get Tzchar, Shekohu Ma Yisraelis Hu Adam Echad, we're one. And the other pasuk, you don't need the Yachtav, it's not together. Each individual, Na'aseh V'Nishma, if we learn about the mitzvos, then it can be as if each of us did it. So the Meshech Chachma in his way, and the Ksav Sofer in his way as well, tell us the message of the Sir La'Azazel, the Kapara, that we lose our individuality, and we become one as a Tzibur, and we merit the Schus of the Tzibur, the Sir La'Azazel. So the first message, and again, hopefully we'll have time for all three, is that we have to lose our own identity, we have to feel for Achinu B'nai Yisrael. There's an amazing comment of the Torah Tamima, which he writes in source number 12, back in the source packets. But the Torah Tamima knows that there are 10 Nisim that are mentioned in Pirkei Avos that happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing smelled, the smoke went straight up, everybody was able to bow down, plenty of room. And one of the Nisim was, Shlo Amru ben Adam Achadeiro, Sarli Hamakom Sha'alim Yerushalayim. It wasn't too crowded, says the Torah Tamima in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. If you're medayik in the words of Pirkei Avos, it doesn't say that it wasn't crowded.
What does it say in the Mishnah?
Shlo amru ben adam lechavero, sarli hamako, sha'al Yerushalayim.
Nobody said to their friend, it's too crowded. It was crowded. We were all stuck together. And yet we didn't complain, because we saw each other as one unit. That was the nis. That was the nis. Lo amar ben adam lechavero, sarli hamakom sha'al Yerushalayim. Seir lazazel. We have to make sure that we feel ourselves as part of the tzibur. A second message of seir lazazel. This was suggested by Rosh Hashanah Yuval Hirsch. Picture the scene. We have two goats. One goat, they're both outside the Beis HaMikdash. One goat is taken, he's sacrificed, his blood is sprinkled, and he is brought as a karba. The other goat is standing outside the Beis HaMikdash, watching the scene. What's going through that goat's mind at this time? Look what happened to my friend. Look what happened to him. I got the lucky goat. I got the lot. That's good. And they lead him out of the Beis HaMikdash. That was a close one. They lead him out to the top of the mountain. What a beautiful view. How amazing. The top of the cliff. I got the good Goro. And all of a sudden, he's pushed off. Seir Lazazel symbolizes misconceptions. Seir Lazazel, says of her, symbolizes you think one thing, and then all of a sudden, it's just the opposite. Yom Archai, on line 8, in source 13, Biblo Ruach Archaim Shabo. He's full of life. He's given to the Ish-Iti. He's taken out to the desert, far, far away from the sprinkled blood of his friend. Harchek Ma'o Ben Asakin, far from the knife where he saw his friend come to his end. He goes up to the top of the cliff, Kabiyachol Ben Foren. He's free. He's high. And all of a sudden, we then see what happens to the Seir Lazazel. Misconceptions. There are many misconceptions that we have in life. First of all, about our own action, about other people's actions, we have misconceptions. I just got my notes here. Even before we get there, there's another story in Tanakh where the message of Seir Lazazel is apparent. Someone else who was on top of the world, someone else who thought he was going to lead the world and have his wishes fulfilled, and yet he quickly had his demise. Of course, Haman in the story of Purim, nobody else was invited except for me, the king and I, and that's it. And Haman quickly met his death. Yom Kippurim, the Arizal says, there's a connection between Purim and Yom Kippur. The Seir Lazazel and Haman both thought that they're on top of the world. And yet, it was all a misconception. We have misconceptions about other people's actions. We judge others. Somebody comes in late to davening, and I think to myself, or never happened to me. We don't think that maybe something happened in the house, something spilled right beforehand. Dalakav Sfus, after all, is a mitzvah saseh, b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. And yet we have the double standard. When it comes to others, we have misconceived notions, and we don't give them the benefit of the doubt. And yet maybe even deeper, in the world of misconceptions, which relates to us today, is misconceptions about our own actions. Actions that we think are positive, are mitzvos, that might not be so positive. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the pasuk in Zechariah tells us, "Uhu omid al yimino v'sitno." The Yetzer Hara stands on our right side to trip us up. And the question the Chafetz Chaim asked, why on our right side? We usually think of the Yetzer Tov to be on our right side and the Satan to be on our left side. What's the Hu Omim Al Yemino? Says the Chavos Chaim, if the Yetzer Hara was dressed up as an Aveiro, we would never listen to him. Sometimes, though, he dresses up as a mitzvah. Sometimes he dresses up as something that he wants us to do, and he wants us to think that it's positive, and yet it's not. Says the Mesulas Yesharim, that's the message of Tzom Gedalia. That's the message of today. If you look at the Hosafa that I gave you part of the Mesulas Yesharim, but the important part is in the Hosafa. What was the story of Tzom Gedalia? Gedalia ben Achikam was appointed ambassador by Nebuchadnezzar. He was assassinated by a fellow Jew, by Ishmael. And the Navi tells us that he was forewarned. He was told by his advisors, Ishmael might try to come to assassinate you. Ishmael might come. He's jealous. And Gedalia said, no, don't worry. I'm Dalam Katzfus. This is what I'm supposed to do. He's a tzaddik. Says the Mesulas Yesharim, yes, there's a concept of Dalam Katzfus. But if somebody's life is in danger, especially your life, that's not a mitzvah. That's an Aveira. That caused the demise, the assassination of Gedalia, his own demise. Chazal tell us, you just find him in Mesulas Yesharim. In the Hosafa, he writes, V'hine machatzar v'havin, ein ladun dibri ha-chasidus amarein and harisho. We can't judge positive actions based on how they first look to us. We have to analyze where the end, the result of our action is going to be. It looks good, and yet really it's not. And that was the tragedy of Gedalia ben Achikam. He thought he was doing the right thing, and he really brought sorrows for Klal Yisrael. And so Yesharim even continues in that same piece. This you have back in your packets, the next source. This was the fate of Zachariah ben Afkulis. We know the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And the Aveira with the animal with the Balmum is brought to the Beis Hamikdash. And the Chazal say, what should we do? Should we bring it anyway? After all, it's Zachanis Nefashis. And Zachariah says, but then people might say, if you bring a Balmum to the Beis Hamikdash, the Chayav Misa. So then they said, maybe we should kill the messenger. And Zachariah ben Afkulis says, and then people might say, if somebody brings a Balmum, sorry, the first one they'll say, you can bring a Balmum on the Mizbeah. The second one they might say, if you bring a Balmum to the Mizbeah, the Chayav Misa. So they listened to Zachariah ben Afkulis. And the Gemara says that Zachariah's Anava was Mahar the Beis Hamikdash. Zachariah says in the Mesulas Yesharim, thought he was doing a great act. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. And yet that was Machriv, the Beis HaMikdash. We have to make sure the message of Tzom Gedalia and the second message of the Seir L'Azazel is to make sure all of our actions are proper. And even things that we think that are mitzvos are not impinging on other areas of our life. And a very late night chavrusa does not impinge on my kavana for chakras. He's saying, Hashkiveinu, Bahasar Sata, Nilfaneinu, Umeacharenu. The Chavos Chaim also says, Nilfaneinu, I understand. The sun's in front of me, but what's Meacharenu? What do you mean behind us? Sometimes the sun, the Yitzhar, will push us to do something. Yeah, let's see, do this. Do this quote unquote mitzvah. He's behind us. He gave the example. The Chavos Chaim used to go turn off the lights at the Beis Medrash at 11 o'clock at night and told the Bachur and the Yeshiva to go to sleep. I want you to have Kavanah by Shachris. Sometimes he's not only in front of us, but he's behind us. Misconceptions. The second message of the Seir L'Azazel. And finally, the third message. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yuma, Source 16, the Seirim looked exactly alike. They cost the same amount.
They were the same height, same color, bought the same day. How were they decided? One going Ba'azazawon Hashem. Rashi explains in the next source, it was a Goral. It was a lottery. Their destiny was decided by pure chance. No Das Bible. No reasons. It's just the hand of the Kohen Gadol went in and picked it out. Says the Rav Soloveitchik in a different context. The Seer Lazazel teaches us the vulnerability of the world in which we live. The unexpected nature of life. This also might be a connection to Purim. Yom Kippurim. One day, the Jews are on top of the world, and on the bottom of the world, and on the top of the world. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim. Everything is bidei shamayim. We don't know a lot of what our future will bring. Personally, nationally, so much is out of our control, so much is in the hands of the Goro. Our society, our parnasa, our health, a lot is carved out for us. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra,
an amazing story.
Source 18. Rabbi Bar Chana tells us one time he was on a boat, and he got off the boat, they saw an island. They got off onto the island, they started setting up shop, they set up their houses, they set up places to cook, and they lit a fire and they started roasting their supper. And they thought, Yaveshtahi, it's dry land. And all of a sudden, as the fire got bigger, their island started shaking. And their island turned over, and they realized that it was really a whale. Really a big fish. And the Iladai in the Kerva Smita says, Rabbi Rahana, had our boat not been close, Havitaminan, we would have drowned. We live in a world, the past 6 years especially, where our world sometimes feels like a fish. We think we're on terra firma, but really, the world starts shaking, and we realize there is so much goro involved. There is so much vulnerability that we are subject to. The island might turn over any day. Rav Pinkus writes in his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, in the Hosafa. In the old days, people used to cry when they said Mehurachim. Because they realized, again, I'm not going to read it because I think when I read a lot of it, I put me over a little bit. It says, Rav Pinkus, read it after on page Kuf Chav Zayin. They realized that they were in a river, in the water. You ever picture ourselves in a raft? Middle of the water, around us only miles and miles of waves and water. It's not hard to have Yerushalayim in that circumstance. Just like a person goes up a ladder, Pinkus explains, and the ladder starts to shake. That's sometimes how we feel in our life. We feel that life is shaking. We feel vulnerability. We feel Seir Lazazel. What are all these feelings supposed to bring us? How is this connected to Shuvah? Are we supposed to just be sad and scared? No, there's something positive about it. It says the last mission in the Sefer Sota, when various Tanaim died, last sources in your packets, when various Tanaim died, various Midos came to an end. When Ben Zoma died, that was the end of the Darshan. When Rabbi Akiva died, that was the end of Kavadat Torah. When Rebbe died, the last one, then another, humility, went with Rebbe. And the Gemara has an amazing statement in Source 20. Amalei Rav Yosef Latana, Rav Yosef once said, commenting on the statement, when Rebbe died, another stopped. Oh, kiss me another, now take that one out. Di'ika ana, because I'm here. The obvious question, Rav Yosef is such an anav. Another did a double book, I'm here. So the Gemara says, oh, there was another Tana named Anna. So that's what it means. Not the Pashtus. Says the Marsha, Tanam usually aren't mishtabeach ba'atzman. So what do you mean, Dika Anam? Says the Marsha, who is Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef wasn't saying, I. He was saying, look at my life. Those learning the Sefer Ksuvos Neom Daf Yomi, remember from that days, Rav Yosef was one of the Gedolei Hador, and then he was sick and forgot all of his learning. And during the rest of his life, his Talmidim kept having to remind him, don't you remember you told us this? Don't you remember this? And he says, Mari Davram, I don't remember. Rav Yosef said, you want to know humility? Look at my life. You want to realize vulnerability and humility and realize Hashem's in charge? Di'ika ana. Look at my life. And then you'll realize humility. You realize how important it is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. The message of vulnerability is not just to be sad and scared, but to take nechama, that there is a Baal Habira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over the islands, that it stays in islands and doesn't turn into a fish. And yes, there is the goal of life. There is vulnerability. But it is Bidei Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. So as we think of the Seir L'Azazel, and it seems somewhat far from our hearts in the Beis HaMikdash, we say no. There are three deep messages that we can take from the Seir. Number one, becoming part of its Seibur. It is a carbon Seibur, not a carbon Shutfin. And we have to become part of its Seibur. Losing our own identity and not being Torish and becoming one with the cloud. Sarli Hamakom, not complaining. So it's a little stuffy and somebody's close to me when I'm davening in shul. But that's the nace that we davened for. Number one, becoming part of the cloud. Number two, realizing that there are misconceptions in life. That's the Seir L'Azazel. He's on top of the cliff. He feels he's home free. And number three, the vulnerability. That the Seir are decided by a goro and realize only Hashem's in charge. And we can take these messages and use it to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll just end with one story. And I thank you for bearing with me. For a story about a boy in Pittsburgh last year who had some type of disease where he lost the usage of his legs. And he couldn't use his legs. For a few months, he was in a wheelchair. His classmates came over to him, did the classwork with him. And his Rebbe came over. And after a few months, the doctor said that at this point in time, it should be that he should be able to use his legs now. He should be cured. And yet he was scared. He didn't want to get out of the wheelchair. Whether he liked the attention, whether he was scared, he didn't want to. And they said, come on, you can do it, Baruch. You can do it. He said, no, I don't want to. Finally, his Rebbe came over and said, Baruch, I promise a pizza party for the whole class if you walk 8 houses down the block. And Baruch loved pizza. Baruch says, okay, I'm going to try to do it. And they wheel him out to the front of his house, and his neighbors are there, and his Rebbe's there, and the classmates are there. He says, Baruch, you can do it, you can do it. And he starts getting up from the wheelchair, pushes one leg up, another leg, takes one step, another step, he falls down. I'm like, Baruch, you can do it, you can get up, you can do it. Come on, take another step. And he gets up and says, okay, I'm going to try. And he gets up and he pushes and another step. And he schmitz it and he's trying. It's one house, another house, and now an hour and a half. And he's trying and everybody's cheering. You can do it, you can do it. Baruch, you're almost there. And he's trying and he's pushing. Finally, 2 hours later, he's almost there. And his Rebbe is at the end with his arms open. Baruch, you can do it. And after 2 hours, finally, Baruch, exhausted, falls into the hands of his Rebbe and says, oh, Baruch Rebbe says, Baruch, I did it. Baruch, I knew you could do it. Baruch, I was counting on you. I knew you could do it. And as we say, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us at this time of year. And we try to get messages of something that seems far-fetched, the Seir L'Azazel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down the block saying, you could do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, come on, you could do it, you could do it. And we fall. And we have part of our davening that is not with Kavana. And we fail in a certain place when we try to do more. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there cheering us on. You can do it, you can do it. And it's our job to keep going. And it's our job to take the messages
of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, of Seir La'Azazel, of the entire time of this time of the year of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer, Dir Shor Hashem B'Kimatzo, and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be inspired, like we started out today. Rav Issa Zalman used every opportunity to grow and to become closer and to take it to heart. Let us as well try to take these messages to heart and to grow and merit the Ezras Hashem, a year of Shnas Chaim and Bracha and Simcha and Shalom Yisrael. Thank you.